News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, Avant Money, one of the country's newest mortgage providers, has said current rules on loan-to-income ratios are a challenge for middle-income earners and that lenders should be able to take rental payments into account when assessing borrowers. We're joined by Pat Davitt, CEO of the Institute of Professional Auctioneers and Valuers. Pat, do you agree with Avant Money?
Morning, Shane. Yes, well, indeed we agree with Avant Money, and we have been... IPAV in general have been looking for the mortgage rules to be changed and amended slightly. Now, only slightly, I might say, for at least 2 years now. And it's in the mortgage market at the moment, you can borrow 3.5 times your income. I suppose most of your listeners and probably everybody knows this as it is right now. And that 3.5 times income is the same for everybody, whether you're earning 10,000 or 110,000, it's the same figure. But we feel at the moment that people up as far as 60,000 euros aren't able to borrow enough money and, as Avant Money says, are well able to show that they can pay back extra money if they can get it to buy a house at the moment when interest rates are so low and fixed for 20 to 30 years at low interest rates. It's a great opportunity for Irish people or for young Irish people to be able to buy.
So you want change? How much change do you want?
We're looking to change the mortgage rules, put a step in the mortgage rules from 0 to 60 and allow 4.5 times your income for that. The difference is that people on 60,000 will be able to borrow an extra 60,000 euros as well, coincidentally. But that extra 60,000 will put them in a position that they're able to buy a new house. Across the country, any new house that's been built is in the region of 300,000 euros. And if you're borrowing 3.5 times your income up to 60,000 and you're able to borrow 210,000, you're still not able to get to buy that property. So you still have to keep renting. And the rents in Ireland at the moment, most of them, with the exception of two parts of
Dublin. No, we know that. We know what rents are like, Pat. The argument against this, and it's a compelling argument, is that if we change the rules, we go back to what happened in the noughties when house prices just went through the roof. That if you change the rules, it'll just lead to house price inflation.
Well, I don't believe that. Like in the noughties, the start of the noughties, like interest rates were 20% odd. In 2006 and 2007, when the boom to bust started, you could borrow up to maybe 7-10 times your income. And even though we had a governor at the central bank at the time, but there was no great governance there.
No, but that's the point. We didn't have good governance. Now we do have good governance.
Well, we have good governance, and IPAV fully supports that good governance. And there's it's a very good thing, and it has been a very good thing. But now is the time for an amendment to it. The good governance that we have now is allowing 3.5 times your income. The governance we had in 2006 was allowing 7-10 times your income. So obviously people were borrowing far too much money, and as well as that, they were borrowing it at high interest rates of 7, 8, and 9, 10%, where now you can borrow the money and you can fix it for 30 years at 3%. So there's no difference in 2006. You couldn't talk about the difference in 2006 and now because there's no comparison between them. It's completely different what we're talking about. Young people can show that they're able to pay this money back. So why can't they borrow the money? And yes, the chances are that it will push some level of housing up, maybe slightly, maybe not. But at the end of the day, young people, if they're buying a property, they're buying a home for the rest of their lives. So if they have to pay an extra bit of money for it now is the time to do it because they have lots of time to pay it back, but they're getting it at an ideal interest rate. And, as I said, at half of the rent probably that they're paying at the moment, so they have an extra half of the rent that they can spend on themselves and their family and spend in the Irish economy.
Okay, we will leave it there. Pat Davitt, CEO of the Institute of Professional Auctioneers and Valuers. Let us know what you think. Do you agree with Pat or do you agree with the central bank and say, look, we need to keep a lid on house prices, and if we do relax the rules, all that's going to happen is house prices are going to go up and people are going to get stretched, and we've seen in the past the impact of that. 52106 at a cost of 30 cents. Let us know what you think.